All right.
It's a chilly fall morning in Canton, Michigan, and the 12 soccer fields at Independence Park are humming with activity. On this field, the Cheetahs are playing the Dolphins. And in this battle of 9-year-old girls, the Cheetahs seem to have the edge. Small groups of parents huddle under blankets, sipping coffee and shouting encouragement. The cheering is high-spirited, but no one seems to take the action too seriously. The biggest decision of the day will probably be where to go for lunch after the game. But with increasing frequency, the next stop for these kids is not the pizza parlor, but the emergency room. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, nearly 12 million children seek treatment for sports injuries each year. Michael Kudrowski is one of those kids. He's a sixth grader from Dexter, Michigan. A year ago, Kudrowski played soccer for a premier traveling team. That ended after a head injury. His mother, Beth, says it was a freak accident.
They were all just kind of gathering around, getting ready, went for a water break. Everybody's getting ready to come back on the field and start their scrimmage. And, you know, he just happened to be walking on the field as the other person just happened to be kicking the ball, just wrong place, wrong time thing.
Michael had a headache for a couple of days and sat out from the team. After being pain-free for a week, he started playing again. But in his first game back, he had a relapse. After using his head to pass the ball to a teammate, he collapsed. For the next 3 months, Michael suffered constant headaches. For the next 6 months, he had to limit all physical activity.
It's just not fun at all. You're sitting out from everything, and you just want to play a sport, but you can't because you're even going to get hurt more. So you've got to be strict on yourself about not doing anything that is going to affect your injury even more.
Unfortunately, injuries like these are becoming more common. And it's not just soccer. Baseball, softball, and basketball all send hundreds of thousands of people to the emergency room each year.
One of the real fallacies about sports injuries is that they're little bumps and bruises. They don't carry with them long-term ramifications, and there's nothing you can do to prevent them.
That's Dr. David Janda. He's an orthopedic surgeon and founder of the Institute for Preventative Sports Medicine. The Institute is a small nonprofit focused on preventing sports injuries.
The hope is when folks get our studies and they realize that many of these injuries are very severe, they carry with them lifelong costs from an economic standpoint, but lifelong disability as well.
It's a passion for Dr. Janda. He doesn't take a salary and volunteers his time. He says the Institute's emphasis on injury prevention makes it unique.
Throughout my education, throughout high school, college, medical school, internship, residency, fellowship, it all focused on one thing. Wait for somebody to get hurt. Wait for them to develop cancer. Then do something. What the Institute is all about is teaching people on how to be proactive, how to identify problems before they occur, act upon them, and prevent the negative ramifications that occur when problems develop.
Janda's Institute has studied the effectiveness of things like padded soccer goalposts, breakaway bases in softball, and eye shields in hockey. Over its 14-year history, the Institute has published nearly 60 such studies in peer-reviewed journals. Most have focused on children's sports. The studies have given Dr. Janda a respected voice within sports medicine, a voice that Janda is not shy about using. He's a frequent guest on network television and radio shows, and he even co-hosted an episode of The Oprah Winfrey Show.
I do a disservice to the Institute, to my efforts, to our researchers' efforts at the Institute, if I publish a study that has significant positive ramifications for the public welfare, and I don't let people know about it.
Dr. Janda's emphasis on injury prevention is not just attracting attention from parents, but from the private sector as well. Bill Young is CEO and president of Plastipak Packaging Group. It's one of North America's largest manufacturers of rigid plastic containers. After learning about Janda's work, Young thought the same ideas could benefit his company. He saw parallels between injury prevention in sports and injury prevention in the workplace. He worked with Janda to identify safety hazards in his factories. Since Plastipak made injury prevention a priority, Young says workers' compensation claims have gone down nearly 20%.
Since we're self-insured, we are paying less out, which helps tremendously. And more important than that is anytime you lose valuable employees in the workplace due to any downtime that they have to take, that in itself is a major interruption. Its market being as competitive as today, it's been beneficial for us.
For his part, Dr. Janda says he's happy he's saving companies money, but his emphasis is on children. He wants parents and coaches to understand the importance of injury prevention. He also wants them to realize that small changes can make a big difference. To help them, he's developed a safety checklist of 20 questions. Dr. Janda says that parents can use this simple checklist to ensure that their children have the safest possible sports environment. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Hammond.